This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dave Jackler, play-by-play voice of the Washington Nationals. Hear those games right here on 106.7 The Fan. Jags, bit of a scuffle in Pittsburgh. Sounds like snow in Colorado. What does the weekend hold?
The weekend holds no golf for me and a lot of skiing. I brought the wrong stuff. I've got out my chipping mat. I'm going to work on some golf instructional videos being trapped in the hotel. And then they've got a split doubleheader for us on Sunday. So get back to D.C. about 7 in the morning on Monday. So, yeah, I'm in a great mood. Thanks.
Jags, are you actually going to work on your swing in the hotel room?
Yes, 100%.
Well, that's...
I've got 2 o'clock out here now. I've got 4 hours until dinner, and I have nowhere to go. So, we're going to be...
What kind of dinner are we doing? We get a nice steak dinner out of the night?
Oh, yes. We will have a nice steak dinner tonight. There's Elway Steakhouse in the hotel, a terrific steak, quality sides, maybe a dessert. Dinner will be good tonight. So we'll make the best of it. It's still a great life. Just, a little ornery about the 7 a.m. arrival time with the split doubleheader on Sunday, but they don't ask me to make the schedule.
Is there a golf simulator or something close by that you could Uber to, so you don't have to just, move aside like the chair in your room to get some chips in?
No, I hadn't even thought of that. We're holed up here. It's a little cold outside. It's definitely not fit for going outside.
Almost so. 80 today here in D.C., Jax.
Good idea, though. Maybe I'll investigate if there's a Top Golf nearby or something. I can get some swings in.
What are the start times on Sunday?
It's going to be 3:10 D.C. time, so 1:10 local for game one. Then we'll take a little recess, and then we have a 6:10 local for game two, which is 8:10 p.m. Eastern time. So yeah, we figure we'll be on the plane maybe about 2 in the morning Eastern time on the way back east.
That'll
be good.
Wild that they would have them play that late.
They didn't ask me my opinion.
But that's insane to me. I know they have the day off on Monday, but you get in super late and then they start their series on Tuesday, so you're taking away the travel day. Wow, that's nuts.
Right. You make a valid point. I'm venting a little bit, and we can laugh and joke about it. Yeah, but for the players, this is not what I saw a couple of them, trudging through the snow to get some lunch earlier. No one's happy about this. I mean, it's an Easter holiday, and it's going to be a 1:10 and a 6:10. And, again, getting back at 6 or 7 in the morning to basically sleep away your off day is not ideal. And maybe there's some carryover effect. I think what's at play is the game tonight for the Rockies was going to be a big game for them. It's their launch of their City Connect uniforms 2.0, kind of like the Nationals had with the City Connect Blues the first series of the year. So they're expecting a big number. So the game postponed tonight becomes the second game on Sunday. So I'm sure they want the separate admission. I don't know that that's the case. That's just my thought on the matter. But if any player had the vote, I'm sure they'd want to play the two games right in a row. The weather tomorrow is going to be a little frigid too, and that's why they're not doing the doubleheader tomorrow. In fact, they moved the start time of tomorrow's game back an hour probably just to let it warm up a little bit and get whatever field preparation's done. So Sunday's supposed to be a nicer day, and I can understand them wanting to do the doubleheader on Sunday for that reason, you know, be better for the players and for the fans. But obviously, I think no player would sign up for the split doubleheader and have it ruin your off day on Monday.
Jake, to matters of actual baseball, they have lost 6 of 8, talking about the Nats. Offense kind of disappeared in Pittsburgh as maybe the bullpen improved some. Just kind of give me a state of the union here.
Yeah, I mean, really frustrating offensively because coming off the homestand, when they took 4 of 6 from Arizona and L.A., you know, this team was hitting homers and they were scoring runs early, and kind of the offense just went away here in the last couple of games of that Pittsburgh series, and, you know, they got some better pitching. I think the other issue, which, you know, wasn't a factor yesterday, but some of these games where they've been close and they haven't had to, you know, they haven't gone to their A relievers, if you will, Ferreira, Finnegan, those games have blown up. So if you're down a run or two in the 6th, 7th inning, all of a sudden you're down 5 or 6. So those are two major concerns right now. And, you know, hopefully maybe just this day off is kind of a reset, and just Coors Field can be a reset. That's a good place to go if you're looking to get your offense going, and hopefully that'll be the case.
Jags, we appreciate you, buddy. Be good.
All right, so I'm Chip with the 8-iron. You know, I've got room to swing my driver, I think, too. I mean, I've got a big room.
Let the big dog eat.
Let's get after it.
We might do some, we might get a bill from the hotel if the swing goes awry, but, you know, we'll try to keep the club in hand.
Go full 70s rock star on that thing. Rack up a bill.
Tell him that was Charlie's room.
Nice.
See you, Jags.
See ya.
Be good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.